So I was asked to speak about a certain topic, which I'm going to speak about with a little bit of a heavy heart, being that it's a little bit in Yom V'Yoyma, the halachas of Shtivel Hapik. Rish Chodesh, a lot of times, are some people who jump from minyan to minyan. They had Kriyas HaTorah before Shacharis, in the middle of Shacharis. Our hope is, by the time we're done with the Vadei Tefillah, these halachas will not be negated. But before we get to that, I just want to clarify a couple of points from last week. Before we get to Shtivel Hapik's, a couple of points from last week's share, some questions that people asked, I want to go through it for the Talis of the Rabbi. We mentioned last week that somebody comes late to Ma'ariv, so the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur beats the Maila of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Therefore, somebody comes late, and if he daven straight because Kriyas Shema, he's not going to be able to get daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. So first you should say Tefillah B'Tzibur, and afterwards you should say Birkas Kriyas Shema. We spoke out from the Mishnah Berurah that this halach in Yerushalayim is not really so negated. The Mishnah Berurah says it's only mutter if there's no other minion around. If you get another minion afterwards, there's no heter to say Shemin Esrin and daven Birkas Kriyashma. It's only mutter if there's no other minion around. So a couple people will ask, what's the gather of not having another minion around? How far do you have to go in order to get Tefillah B'Tzibur? For example, you realize 11:30 at night, you didn't daven Maariv yet. No matter skull. Is it 11:30 at night?
Possible.
What? Possible. No, I guess it's only 11:30 at night. It's after Chatzos. Maybe the Avodah, you have to Chatzos. The Makbid, you have to very good. So Shaila is, how far do you have to go to get a minion? Zichem Moshe. Say, I'm from my Bachelor days, I'm from Miyanim.
Bar-Ilan,
also Ritzach, and then Miyanim around the clock, basically. So the question is, how far is one Mechir to Matriach in order to get a minion? The Shaila also comes up, Ben Azman, and people want to know, the same type of shayla, can they go on vacation to a place where there's no minyan? You know, if you go on vacation to these places, which have no, some people vacation means no Jews. So they want to know, can you go to a place where there's no Jews and you won't have a minyan? So how far is one cliff to Matriach in order to get a minyan? So the Gemara Pesachim Dafnam Vav, also brought down Shulchan Aruch, that basically what comes out is that the chiyuv tircha to get a minyan is up to a mil. How much is a mil? A mil, in general, is 18 minutes worth of travel. A mil is a distance which normally takes 18 minutes to travel. So if a person is within a mil of a minyan, he's mechuyev to matriach in order to get tefillah b'tzibur. How do we figure out a mil? The answer of Yasha, does a mil mean walking distance? Or if you're one of the Yungalites who are zeichet to have a car in Eretz Yisrael, actually, I correct myself, I don't know if it's Zoycha. A lot of people who have cars today, it's not Zoycha, Mamrechas Mabedaiga. And so somebody told me one of the big differences between when I went back to America, like the first thing he's magish right away is that the mile of not having a car. Now, well, like upon him, so if you have a car, so the shaila is 18 minutes, is mil, sorry, a distance? Is it distance? Or mil means a traveling time. So the Yashiv said that mil over here means a traveling time. So if you're within with 18 minutes, of a minyan, you mechuyev to go to travel 18 minutes in order to get a minyan. If you have a car, you have to drive 18 minutes. If you don't have a car and you're walking, it's a walking distance of 18 minutes.
Actually, where do you find a bus stop for a bus?
It's like this. If you're going to have to take a bus stop, so yeah. It'll be 18 minutes, including the waiting time. It's all about taking a taxi. So, Shaila, you have to take a taxi in order to get to Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Mishabur and Simon Kavches is Mavur that you're not mechuyev to take a hefsin moment in order to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. If somebody has neglected his job, and if he comes late he might get fired, he'll have some type of hefsin moment, there's no chuyev to take a hefsin moment in order to get Tefillah B'Tzibur. Mishabur does say that menias revach there would be a chuyev, if you're just not making a profit that there would be a chuyev. But if you're having a hefsin moment, if you're losing money, there's no chiyuv to take a loss of money in order to get Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Why
did
you do your job called?
Have said mammon?
Yeah, why don't we shrift?
No, that's because you have the job and now you're losing it. If something's in your hand already and you're losing it, that's called a hafsa. Something, if you're just not making a future profit, that's called
what's a gas. A gas in the car. And
so the gas in the car. So anything which is not a hafsa mammon, something which is minimal, the gas in the car.
Not so minimal, yeah.
Okay, to go from here to the Malaysia, it's not going to cost you. You don't think twice before you travel from here to Gula if you want to pick
or
up whatever you want to pick up. You don't think twice. So to go from anything which is minimal is not going to have some money. So Yashiv said, it'll depend in taking a taxi. If you take taxis freely, And for you, that's minimal. It's not considered hafsamamin. When it comes to the Gashmias, you take taxis right and left. And for you, that would not be considered hafsamamin. And you'd be mechuyev to take a taxi. You would not accept hafsamamin. And you'd be mechuyev to take a taxi. If for you, it is considered hafsamamin, you're tied on the money or you're makbid on your money, and you don't take a taxi, so then you would, it's a maila to do it, but to be no chiv, to be no chiv, to take a taxi, don't forget, feel a bit sick. So what comes out of Lamaisa? So if you're in Ramat Hashkol and there's no minyan after Chatzos, 11:30, so if you know that there's a minyan Eretz Tzafen, I don't know if there is, if there's a minyan Eretz Tzafen at 11:45, you know there is a minyan, and you don't have a car, if you could walk to Eretz Tzafen within 18 minutes, which I guess depending on how fit you are, then you'd be mechuyev to go there in order to get to Tefillah B'Tzivah. If it's more than 18 minutes, and for you taking a taxi would be considered hafsamamin, then there'd be no chiyev to take a taxi in order to get to Tefillah B'Tzivah. A tremendous mile it is, but a chiyev it isn't. When you get going on vacations, so the Shevi Levi has a shul in Bav Chof Gimel, also Shem Zaman, and Adil Shlomo speaks about it. And they both say that the chiyuv to go for a minyan, we're saying the chiyuv is to go a mil. So the shaila is, if I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm further than a mil from a minyan, a place where there are no Jews, is that a problem that I'm making myself in a situation where I'm putter from the mitzvah? So they both say that one is not allowed to do it. Shevi Levi says, Lashon, that it's aser to do it. You're being mafkir yourself from a mitzvah, you're setting up a situation that you can't do a mitzvah. Shmuel Zalman says a little more powerfully, he says more any min aroi to do it. But they both say, it's not the right thing to put yourself in a situation where you be mafkir yourself from a mitzvah and you can't be mekayim a mitzvah.
What is
a suffix? A suffix not mechir, just like by Anitiyah Zadayim, the chiv terch of mil is only one that's a bandai.
Airplane?
I meant to go to a place where there's a suffix that you're being mekayim.
Why is there a suffix? I'm saying,
there's a shul that not only
they say?
Let's
show that I don't get a minion. We'll be telling what chance is up here, right? If they get a minion, they don't get a minion. No, just Gidris Fakis. I'm saying, about it's not minion, right? If you have a situation of Safi Darban and Makula, when, you know, when there's a situation where it might not happen, but if passes there would be a minion, then you'd have a right to do it, Mikar Din. I'm saying, but it's not minion, right? It's not minion, so definitely, whatever. So I can be Mikar Din, you're not Mukhiv. You know, even though you're not Mukhiv, in the planning day, he saw the Moshe Nefesh never to Mr. Vitsiva, the Maestro of the Chaim Volozhiner, that he once was in a city and he realized there's no minion. So he hired a wagon driver to go to Mix Minion to pay people to come to Mitzvah to his minion in his place. My wife just told me before a story from the Off of the Boss on page 167 that he writes over the Off of the Boss is very macabre and also never to miss a minion. He once was on a business trip, 3 weeks, so he was traveling through Europe. And he traveled all around, he's always hesitating where to get a minion in each place. One time he realized that he's traveling from Germany to London by train, and he's on his itinerary, he's going to get to London 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's no way he's going to get a minion. So he decided that he can't miss a minion, so he decided he's going to take a flight. This is the early 1930s, where commercial flights were pretty new, very expensive, and even a little bit dangerous, maybe, I don't know. But it was very, very expensive, and he's moist and nefesh in order to get the Tefillah B'Tzivah. This is Rav Dessler, he used to write a letter, Lechdor Eliyahu, every Thursday night to his father. So they have a letter he wrote to his father that he's sorry he didn't write a letter Thursday night, because he's busy with the Vei Chashuva guests. And he said of the story that Rav Yosef Herman came to him, and what happened was that he took a flight. He got to England. When he got to England, he didn't have an entry visa. One of the entry visas, nothing to talk about, he can't come in. But the person behind the desk was so impressed that he took a flight. In those days, no one took flights. He was so impressed he took a flight that he let him come in without an entry visa. And that's the rights over there that the price of an entry visa was the amount which the ticket cost to fly from Germany to London.
What's the milo going out of your way to go for
the
Tefillah
B'Tzivah? It's
Chaviv
HaSamitzvah,
not HaSashan. No, is it the Tefillah B'Tzivah, or I'll give an example, not Kamina. Let's say you know you're not going to be dabbing with the Tzivah, you won't make the Shema Tzivah, but you'll be able to hear Kedusha, and answer with Kedusha, is it still
it's definitely on Maila. When
you still have to go that 18 minutes.
Oh, no, for answer Kedusha?
Yeah, yeah. And the halacha is, which we're passing, that the Kedusha is better than Tefillah B'Tzivah, right through.
Kedusha is better than Tzivah, the Chayat is a good way. So then, the Chayat is a good way. Kedusha is better than Tzivah, the Chayat is a good way. Fine. So Akapanam some mechuyev you're not, but definitely a tremendous mailan. I kush brachli shayim b'chol
miskar. Airplanes?
What?
Flying airplanes. You schedule a flight that you're not going to get a minute.
It's like this. So if there's a tzayrach, Moshe Shev Levi says, if you ask Shev Levi in the Tshuva, we see Ayin Shei Stikim b'maitza, sometimes you see that they go to places with no minion. He says, if they did it, the chat is they did it for health reasons, otherwise he doesn't know such Ayin Shei Maitza. But if we're, in terms of scheduling a flight, a lot of you should try to schedule a flight in a way that you don't put down on the plane, because down on the plane is a balagan, maybe I have a show about diving on planes. It's always a balagan and a big shayla. I'm saying you definitely should try not diving on a plane. If you have to, you have to go for it. So kivavein, sayer pan bria, sapan also make it in your letter. A lot of these ways try to schedule your life around to the tzibur. Diving should be the focus of your day. You should schedule your life around it. You should try to work it out. Fine, let's move on to the next shayla. What happened to me this week, I was diving in a certain yeshiva. They asked me to do a star for a minute. So we got for my roof. I got to Shemin Esrei, I realized that only 8 of us were really davening there, and all the 2 guys were just learning. The shaila is, are you Yitzhak Tefillah Betzibur with what they call Shesh Mispalim? You have 6 people davening, and 4 other people sitting there or learning, is that considered Tefillah Betzibur or not? It's nice, it is a Machlag Sapoiskin, which is a Machlag Sapoiskin, which is Mekel, but Maisa, Unzur Gedeelim Holy Nayah Yitzhak Tefillah Betzibur. Because Shmo brings down Shem Rechayim, it's Machlag Abim and Vavis. Say his name is Karov, or Moshe has Yeshuvan Aleph Chav Ches, Chazanis, or Shalman Zaman. They all held that Shesh Mispalim is not considered Kiyam of Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's enough for Chazar Shashatz and Kedusha, but to be Yoitz of Tefillah B'Tzibur, they all said it's not considered Tefillah B'Tzibur, and definitely one should not be doing that. You should be damning with 10 people and not be damning with Shesh Mispalim. But Shalman Zaman does say that if you're the 10th person there, there's Shesh Mispalim, and you're the 6th person, and if you leave, it's not going to be a minion. So he says, it depends on the situation. If it's a situation, for example, I had a night girl in Rav Chatzkel's base mattress. Before we moved to Shari Nissim, we used to sometimes die on Maribor. Sometimes, we didn't have 10 Mispalim. So the shaila was, if one person walk out, everyone else have to leave and have to go to say vigilance. So in that type of situation, where Baruch Hashem, everyone is young and healthy, they could walk 5 minutes to a minion. So, of course, you should walk out, and you shouldn't do Shesh Mispalim, and you should go to visions, and you should get 10 people to doubt. But if you're in a nursing home, where the people are old, and they can't go anywhere else, there's no other option for them to get the mile of Kedush and Kaddish without you, then Hashem Zalman says, you should be mitzar for Shesh Mispalim in that type of situation. But one more halacha about Tefillah B'Tzibur, which... Tefillah B'Tzibur, which many people don't know, is washing your hands before a davening. When I was in high school, I used to think washing hands before a davening, that's really for like the frumis, the grease balls, not really halacha, which like really have to do. Maisa is klar and Rishonim, the Rambam holds in Perek Vav, and Alchus Brachos, Halacha Beis, if you don't wash your hands before a davening, it's ma'akev in the tefillah. He also says that. We don't pass like the Rambam, we always not ma'akev, but Maisa, Halacha Chesmim, to shoot this Rambam. The Rambam holds his mamash ma'akev in the tefillah. And Avada, everyone should make sure, before every single davening, you have to make sure to wash your hands for Shabbos, Mincha, and Meirev, you have to make sure to wash your hands. The shaila is, if you didn't wash your hands yet, and that goes against Tefillah B'Tzibur, what wins? Tefillah B'Tzibur wins, or washing your hands? So Mishabir writes that if this is the only minion you have, so then Tefillah B'Tzibur would be washing your hands, and you should just like, do the meaning of the monkey thing. What did you say? It's not ma'akev, there's a mile of having a clue. It's not ma'akev. But something which I know a lot of light don't do, comes because they all know, washing hands is mamash achiyav, and it's sad that it's ma'akev in the tefillah. Fine, so let's move on to shtivah
happy. Washing hands
miyad,
right? What? The miyad, right? The tefillah, or you wake up in the morning, you're washing hands.
If you had das that this should be for tefillah, and you're not Masiyaf das, then it's okay. Same. But if you were Masiyaf das, much so if you learn, even if you wash your hands and you had a seder, you should like to wash your hands. But fine. Let's move on to skipping around and diving. So I spoke out last week, the story of Chaskel. I'll say it again because it's very important to actually remember it. The Shvei says, La'al Vavacha. The Yes of Chaskel, everyone knows the mile of a Sikin is a tremendous mile. So Yitzhak Chaskel, if someone comes late to a minyan v'sikin, should he skip in order to skip Sukkot Zimra to get the Milo to his v'sikin? So Chasko said, Tfilis Vesikin is a milo in Tfilah, Shekhinah is milo, while somebody who skips is Nishkin Tfilah. Lashon of Rechayim Kinevsky in Orchis Yosh and Parag Lamed, he brings down, Ein Shom Heter Ledalek Pesukit Zimra, Rak Vesham Tfilah Vetzibur, the key words, Uv Akroi, once in a while, Gamayt Alzeh, Rabbi Mefakman, a lot of people are chilek on it, the Kosvah Shahabek Aizeh, called Tzineris HaTfilah. The Shabu is after the Beis Yosef, the Magen Meisharim, that there's a Seder at Tefillah, and if somebody skips a horse, skips a ram and davening, he's Mahapach called Tzineris, and it's a terrible thing to do. And it's only what to do, Bakroi, Mamish Bakroi, and Epikvius. There's a Shuv from Shevet Levi, in Ches, Kufsam and Ches. He asked them if somebody let a skip in order to get a Chavusa, he's late this Chavusa, and if daven is straight, he'll be late this Chavusa, can you skip davening in order to get your Chavusa? So Shevet Levi writes back, Zman Tfilah Luchud, Zman Tera Luchud. And rather one should not skip in order to get a Chavusa. In general, one should not skip in order to get a Chavusa. Our Berkowitz does say over it, might depend on what type of Chavusa shaf you have. I'm also sure for Moshe, Moshe writes that if somebody lets skip in order, if he's late, back right, as he was back right, if, you know, he lets skip in order to go to work. So Moshe writes that being that you have a Shiva to go to work, and it's Gezel if you come late, you're getting paid for it, and it's Gezel to come late, so Moshe writes, no, you have to skip in order to get to work, because it's Gezel. So Berko says, oh, but it might depend on what type of Chavusha shop you have. If you have a Chavusha shop, which is not a Shiva, you're there in 901, on the dot, and it's understood that it's not a Shiva to each other, so it can sign.
Getting paid if you come on time.
What do you say?
Getting paid if you come on time.
Shmir Starim. No, that's Nis Rava. If you're going to say that Pshat is that if you miss this time, it's going to mess up your whole month, I hear, because you have Shmir Starim, and if you miss this time, it's going to mess up your whole month, and you lose the incentive, I hear. But like that, all these ideas about back right, you find yourself doing it too often, Chas V'Shalom.
Does it matter what you're skipping? If you're skipping only a few things that make a difference, or once you're skipping
no,
anything?
No, the tzur of a tefillah is straight. I'm saying, from the beginning, Rav Milchi Yilevkoi Shekel, Bar Mitzvah Bachers, when they came to him and they planned tefillah, he's come for a bracha, he's the time to do the kabel, to keep it filling on, from the beginning, till after Kaddish, after Olim. That was the kabel he's the time to make. Fine, so if by Krai somebody came late, what's the state like Dima in terms of skipping? I think about you. Can we start the Shamzam last week? Somebody came to Shamzam and he asked Shamzam and that, tell me if I say it right, but they came to Shamzam and he asked him, like, you know, what's the state like Dima skipping? So Shamzam said, I understand the Shaila. So the man said, like, what happens if I come late? Like, which part of Dami do I skip to make it so good as Zimra? He said, understand the Shaila. So he asked him to again. He said, like, why are you coming late? Kapanim, what's the Seder Kedima? So Minigeya, running out of time, but Minigeya, because has Shachar, so maybe next week or the week after we'll go a little bit slowly through the Shachar, that we'll understand a little bit more, we have more Bishan Bikkur Shachar, but the four brachas before the actual Bikkur Shachar, Alan Tzidayim, Asher Yotzer, Kehna Shama, and Bikkur Satayra, all four of them, they're Sveikas, can you say it after davening? Alan Tzidayim, Yerushalayim says, Hakdama for davening. And if you daven and you forgot to say Alan Tzidayim, you can't say Alan Tzidayim if you say Shemana Esrei. So for sure, one has to say Alan Tzidayim before Shemana Esrei. Birkas HaTorah, there's a suffix whether Ava Rabba patterns Birkas HaTorah. Yishalmi, Taisa Brachas Dav Yud brings down Yishalmi, that Ava Rabba patterns Birkas HaTorah. And if one also, besides that, there's a second child with Birkas HaTorah, that Pesukim Zimra, also needs Birkas HaTorah. Therefore, also, because of Torah, you always have to say before Pesukim Zimra. Alakai Neshama, this is a third child, Alakai Neshama, could be the Brach Mechaim Mason patterns it, Nishman Esrei. Mishpura writes that somebody forgot to say Alakai Neshama, and he's down Nishman Esrei, you should have Das, not the Pater Alakai Neshama, because if you don't have Das, Pashas Mechaim Mason does Pater Alakai Neshama. And Asher Yotzer, there's a share of how long Asher Yotzer lasts. Somebody goes to the bathroom and gets into Asher Yotzer, the Shaila is, how long can you make Asher Yotzer later on? So we paskin that you can make Asher Yotzer until he has to go to the bathroom again. If he has to go to the bathroom again, you can't make Asher Yotzer. So being that if you wait till after davening, you might have to go to the bathroom again, so therefore Asher Yotzer would be a problem. Therefore, those four brachas, you always have to make sure to say before Shema Yotzer. Asher Yotzer, Kem Shammah, Birkas HaTorah, and Elokei Neshama. When you get Pesukim in Zimra, so the minimum is Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. That's how much the bare minimum. Shmuel writes, you don't skip Pesukim in Zimra in order to get Tefillah B'Tzibur. You always have to make sure you're saying Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. Let's say you have more time, what do? So, the Ikeb Pesukim in Zimra is the Halukas. Halukas with the Baruch Dabu. The Ikeb Pesukim is the Halukas. So, you should always try to make sure, if you have more time, you say that the Halukas and the Baruch Dabu. If you only have time for one or two Halukas, what's the Seir HaKadima? So, the Seir HaKadima is, first goes the fifth Haluka, then goes the third one, and then you just go straight.
If you think you have less time, you say the last one.
Then go to the third.
So go to
the third.
You can go change order?
Yeah, saying Havada is not recommended, but if you realize you have more time, then you go back and you catch up. So you go to the third, and then if you realize you have time, go back to the first one, just go straight. So that's how much time you have. You go to the third, and then basically you go straight.
You should do all the Lucas before by Rav Tavid?
Yeah, the Lukas are more important than
Rav. All five before.
All five, yeah. Both the Lukas are Rav Tavid, and then afterwards. I'll just skip the Lukas. Yeah, I guess I just mentioned Kriyas HaTorah. What's all for Kriyas HaTorah? You hear Kriyas HaTorah if you hear Kriyas HaTorah before Shacharis. That's the I made Bar Mitzvah a couple weeks ago, so a good friend of mine, he's a little bit of a Lamayel Menazman. So, I made Thursday night, I made a reception, so basically he woke up 1 o'clock in the morning and he slept through it. So he felt very bad. So he wanted to make sure he's going to come, he said he's going to come on Shabbos. Shabbos morning he woke up late. He woke up around Kriyas HaTorah time. I saw he rolled in during Kriyas HaTorah, and right afterwards he walked out. So Shaila is, are you to Kriyas HaTorah before Shabbos or no? It's when you're there or not. So the place can say, Avada, there's a Seder of Tefillah. Anything which Chazal and the Sakin is a Seder, there's Api Nigla, Api Nista, which are the tremendous Seders. And Avada, one should not do beforehand. But Bidi Evidence, Shasa Chak, if one did hear Kriyas HaTorah before Shachas, and he's not able to make it up afterwards, if he can make it up afterwards, he should. If he's able to make it afterwards, Shasa Chak, he could be Yosef.
He should hear it again afterwards.
It is a Lachachila being on to it again, if possible, but about it, Shasa Chak, we say, we can say, you are Yosef Kriyas HaTorah before Shabbos. About it, Shasa Chak, it's really the Lashon of Chaim Kanievsky, he writes...
Even without Brichas HaTorah?
What?
Even without Brichas HaTorah, saying Brichas HaTorah?
No, just say Brichas HaTorah. Chaim Kanievsky writes, the Lashon of Yer, HaMa'acher B'Ratzen L'Tfilah, וכן היוצא באמצע, לעוסד לווי, וגשו מבייס המקדש, באמצע תפילה ובסייפה. Right, somebody who comes late to davening, somebody leaves early, לעוסד לווי, means I'm going to say בחסים, they're going to throw you out, I don't know who's going to be in charge, but they're going to throw you out, of the בייס המקדש, in the middle of davening, and at the end. אוי לא יוסי בושו, אוי לא יוסי חלימה, somebody comes late, they're going to throw you out. Okay, running out of time, so I'm going to sign with one story from the Manchester Rav. Avad Ikat Tefillah is one should be kaveh mokim the Tefillah say, and perhaps the person who be chavim the Tefillah say, and Ikat Tefillah is Rachman of the boy boy. Manchester Rav, so everyone knew about his Kaycha Tefillah, he had a tremendous Kaycha Tefillah. And everyone always used to want that he should, people used to come to him that he should down for him. So one time, somebody had a relative who was sick, attempt to have come across. So he wrote on the side of Manchester Rav's sitter, and Rafa'inu, who wrote the person's name, that Manchester Rav should have in mind to daven for him during Rafa'inu. Everyone kept assuming they were very guilty about it. They went over to Manchester Rav and he said, I felt bad to Mechila for writing in the Rosh Hashiva's sitter, and I felt bad for writing in the Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva. So he said, I didn't notice. I never look, during davening, I never look out of the line where I'm davening.